This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Tzadi. We're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurahs on Sif Tes. The Mechaber said in Sif Tes, Yishtadel Adam L'Hispalo V'Beis HaKnesses and Matzibar. One should try to daven in the shul with the tzibar. Yesterday we explained that the trying is on the shul. In other words, you have the minyan anyway, but the minyan is a chiyuv. The extra adifus of tefil of in a beis hakneses is what the lashon of yishtadel is going on. Vimhu anus, if you have extenuating circumstances, shenei yachal lavi the beis hakneses, you can't get to shul. Yichavein lehispalo b'shah shatzibur mispalim. Try to schedule for when the tzibur is davening. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Chavches. Let's do the bottom line on the right-hand column. We read this yesterday, it's worthwhile to reiterate. Ve'ikr tefila b'tzibur hu tefilas shemayna esrei. The main tefila b'tzibur shemayna esrei. Dehainu sheyispalu asara anoshim sheim gedoyim b'yachad. That 10 men should daven together. Not like the multitude thinks that davening with a minyan means to hear Kaddish, to hear Kedusha, to hear Baruchu. All they care about is there should be 10 bodies in the shul. This is a mistake. It's not enough to have 10 bodies in the shul. You need to actually start the Shemana Esrei with the Tzibar. Therefore, there's an obligation on a person to quickly come to the shul. Okay. Let's say it like this. In the big shul, they daven 10 a.m. Let's say by the time they get up to Shemana Esrei, it's after the Zman Tefillah. So what does this guy do? He davens with a minion, a small minion before, and then he'll join the shul chveis for Kriyas HaTorah and for Musaf. So mi shahoylech b'Shabbos v'yamtav b'hashkama. Someone who goes on Shabbos and Yamtav early, lehispalo b'minion asara, ki roiv tzibur ma'achrim tefilasan. Let's say the majority of the people are delaying their tefila. Uva oisoy minion, and in that minion, mispalalim gam tefilas Musaf. And in that minion, they also daven Musaf. Take her achat tefillah shachris. You'll have time after this minyan to go to the shul and to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So now your choice is, should I daven Musaf with the small minyan, or should I wait to daven Musaf with the big minyan, which has a roivam? It's better to wait and daven Musaf with the tzibur in the shul. The beroiv am hajas melech. By the way, it sounds like, if not for Beroivam, then Davin Musaf in your morning minyan. Lamaisa, there's a Bir Halacha that the Dershu quotes in Sinrej Pevav, who brings the opinion of the Levushe Srad, who's Reb David Ivshitz, he's a commentary on the Magen Aram, that even if you Davin Vasikin, you should wait to Davin Musaf, which is Keneged the Karban Musaf, which was close to the sixth hour. So I guess it's a chumrah for those who daven nates. That's why in America, they like to daven shachris later, because they like to be makbid on the levushe srad, to daven musaf at the right zman. And those who wake up early, what could they do? Maybe they'll keep other good things, but they're not mekayim, the inyan, the special inyan of davening musaf late. Kain kasa b'tshuvas yad Eliyahu, simen membeis. V'davke makam yucha l'tfilasoi hu b'beis ha-knesses. This idea that you should rather go to shul to daven musaf b'roiv am is only if you have a designated spot in the shul, avam ein mekaymai miyuchal esavis knesses. If you don't have a designated spot there, tov yosef shespal kol tefil makamecha. Better to daven in one place. Now here comes a famous machlokes, which is a general machlokes by many mitzvahs. I had it last night. Kasav b'tshuvas radvaz, tafas, a guy who's in jail. That the warden gives him, he says, you could leave and down with me one day. Which day should you pick? Which day should you pick? Says the Radvaz, Yispalel Oysa Yom Tekef. The answer is, he wants to know, should I pick this day or should I pick Yom Kippur? So Radvaz, you should pick today. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this down, but not everybody agrees to Radvaz. There's a famous sheet of Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says, mitzvah min ha-muvchar adif. It's better to wait and do a mitzvah min ha-muvchar than to... the Stechemed famously applies this to, it's the week of Yom Kippur. So a guy says, either I'm fasting Tzoyim Gedalia, or I'm going to fast Yom Kippur. So would the Radvaz say, fast Tzoyim Gedalia? In other words, certainly more important to fast Yom Kippur than Tzoyim Gedalia. So maybe it would seem like the Radvaz would say, fast Tzoyim Gedalia. What's the logic of the Radvaz? I believe it's because mitzvah habal yadcha al tach mitzena. The Chassam Sofer is mefalpel. Maybe the reason is he might die. But this is a general mitzvah. This is a general machlekes. I had it just last night. I was coming out of the shir. I finished the shir earlier than usual. Usually the shir is about 50 minutes to an hour. Yesterday we finished in 40 minutes. So usually if it goes 50 minutes to an hour, we dive in at the 9:30 minyan. There's a regular big 9:30 minyan. But we finished at like 9:14. So the Olam said, let's dive in our own Marav. So we dive in our own Marav. And I'm walking out. And so somebody said, Kish Levana, Kish Levana. I said, Kish Levana? I'm like, well, what planet am I on? What day is it? I was like, yesterday was Gimel? So that's not what that... I said, I didn't have on my radar, but it was already time, Shoin Sight. But in my mind, I wasn't thinking of it. I figured, wait till Matzah Shabbos. But that's a Shaila. It's Machloikis, Radvaz, and this is a classic case. The Radvaz would say, do it right away. It's not Matzah Shabbos. It's not 7 days. Do it right away. The Chacham Tzvi would say, wait till Matzah Shabbos. What did I do? I did it right away. I did Kiddush Levana last night. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Right over here. Mishnah Berurah paskins, Stam, in this machlokes between the Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi, Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring down the Chacham Tzvi. He says, look in the Chai Adam who says different klolim. There are a lot of pratim in this. Anyway, someone who's an anos, haynu shetash koichai, someone who's weak, av she'enoi choyla, meaning it sounds like someone who is weak, we're going to give him a pass on the minyan, even though he's not a choyla. Do 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 do. Is that the case? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Someone who's weak, even though he's not sick, gets a pass on the minyan. What if for health reasons or parnasa, someone has to be in a spot where there's not going to be a minyan? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to go there. Says the Shevet HaLevi, if you need to be somewhere for health, you're allowed to go there. What if you need it for parnasa? He says, even though it's not an isser, you should avoid it. What if you want to go on vacation to somewhere where there's no minyan? Go to vacation somewhere where there is a minyan. There are enough places in the world where there is a minyan. What if you want to daven at a kever? And if you go to daven at the kever, there won't be a minyan. So come with us. We bring a minyan also, That's a question. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to give a pass for health reasons. Vimhu einis mama in shemachmas hishtadlusa l'spal ha-matzir yavli de-hefsid. What if you're going to lose money by going out of your way down with the minyan? Yachal l'spal beis b'yachid. You're allowed to daven at home. Oyvi beis ha-knesses b'leitzir, or in the shul without a minyan. What if you're in an office and the boss doesn't let you go out to mincha? So you're not allowed to go out to mincha. It's asur. He doesn't let. Are you allowed to daven b'yichidus? Yeah. Or you daven in the shul below tzibur. Avol mishum menias revach lo yimanu misral mat tzibur. What if I, by not going to minyan, I'm not going to make money? Now, I'm not going to lose money. It's just I'm going to lose an opportunity to make. You shouldn't do it. There's a difference between not profiting and losing. Somebody was selling Avonim Tovis Verotza Sheyelech Imay Lebesai. He wanted to go to this Rav's house. The Rav said, wait till I come back from shul. And the interim he sold to someone else. Reish tes. Ruble? What's reish tes? Some type of coin. And this goyin was in great joy that he threw away the prophet in order to daven with a minyan. If people in your keel are not coming to shul, you should penalize them financially if they're learning instead or they're just trying to make money. For Ashirim, you should penalize even more. Ubal Torah, afsha oisik b'limud, someone who is immersed in learning, even though he is engaged in limud ha-Torah, mikol makom ika chashad v'chil Hashem, it brings suspicion on his observance. It is a desecration of the name of Hashem. K'may shekasov besif yudches. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Let's continue tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that will put us 3 days ahead, okay? Have a good day, everyone. You want to say something?
Okay.
Be matzliach. What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.